Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is out for the rest of this hour. Headed off to a golf tournament. Or golf, what would you call it? Fundraiser. I do want to tell people, speaking of golf, stay tuned. Two tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley Golf Club, courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation. We'll be giving that away later this hour. But right now, we got to talk to Mike Bordick. We welcome in Bordy. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going, man?
Good, good. Ed and I here with you. Just real quick to start this off, what do you think about this turnaround? Is this something that, is this real, or are we just, did they just get hot at the right time? Kind of give me your thoughts, what's happened over the past couple weeks.
Oh, well, you know, I guess they have been playing a little bit better baseball. Morning, Ed, by the way.
Morning.
And, you know, and it's all because of the pitching. Let's be real, yeah. Right? The rotation started stabilizing. Charlie Morton all of a sudden had a resurrection, and he was back finding some consistency. Sagano stayed consistent. Kramer had, you know, his outings. Even Cade Povich mixed in, you know, a couple good ones along the way. And the bullpen, very solid. But, you know, what's concerning is the offense is still just kind of sputtering. They've been sputtering all season long. They just got outscored by the Oakland A's. So, that's what I'm concerned about. And I don't even think the pitching is going to be able to hold up because they just don't have enough depth right now. So I think timing is everything in baseball. They played against some lesser caliber opponents. And, pitching stepped up and they got on a nice roll. They won a lot of games without even scoring 5 runs. So, listen, I'm excited that guys are coming back. Mayo's up there now. I'm like that. Colton Cowser will certainly and has already added a little burst into this Oriole offense, and they're going to get healthier as we go. But there still aren't any true signs that they have enough to make any kind of impact in the American League East.
That was going to be my question. I'll save that if we get another one. Mike, one thing I would like to ask you, though, is if they continue the way they're playing, they will literally be the worst team in Major League Baseball history batting against left-handed pitching. How is this possible, and do we blame the hitting coach? Is it just how is this even possible?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I look at it, I see such good hitters, and the inability to find that consistency against the lefties. I know a lot of the thump that, you know, they went out and got for just this reason is on the IL. You know, Sanchez, who's not overwhelming by any means against lefties. I think he had 11 home runs, you know, last season. O'Neill is supposed to be the big ticket. Well, he's got 100 games left to hit, you know, 30 home runs. So let's go, O'Neill. And, Westberg's coming back. So that might help our fight against the lefties. But this is just, it's really hard to put a finger on it. And I'll put it this way. And I am talking about myself. 1 year I was the worst hitter against left-handed pitching in the American League. The next year I was the best hitter against left-handed pitching in the American League. So it's incredibly, You know, I was a roller coaster ride as an offensive player. I'm just saying that hitting is contagious. This team's been in a funk against the lefties. They better be able to find a way, because I feel like there's a pretty good lefty coming up, Scooble maybe.
Heard of him.
So they better find a way to get some contact, find some holes, and make these adjustments against the lefties, because that's all they're going to see. And, you know, the better pitchers now in the game are left-handed pitching.
Reverse lock. That's what it is. I think that's what Jacob Calvin-Meyer called it, but he wasn't buying it either. We're talking to Mike Bordick here. A couple other things. Jackson Holliday, I know we brought him up quite a bit. I've been talking about him a lot. I use algorithms when I gamble, and the one that I use primarily has him showing up as one of the best hitters, a top 20 hitter in baseball, quite a bit against right-handed pitching. What are you seeing from him, and has he turned into kind of what you thought he would be when they drafted him?
Well, he's quite an amazing talent. He really is. And he's so interesting mechanically, you know, in watching him and trying to figure out, you know, exactly what makes him so good. First of all, he's strong as an ox, okay? You can tell his strength when he's in the box. He cheats with his lower half, but has the ability to keep his upper half under control, which is incredible to me, because he's ready for 98 inside. And as a matter of fact, I think he's hoping for guys to throw him inside so he could just turn and burn and get the head out in front. But he has that incredible ability to keep his hands and upper body back to control the outer half of the zone, as well as any hitter on the Orioles right now. I mean, he's taking it back up the middle, changeups, off speed. The ability to use the whole field is really impressive to me. And at such a young age, yeah, I'm really blown away. Now, that's offensively. Defensively, he's still got a ways to go, man. This team in general has a long way to go defensively. But offensively, I'm really impressed with Jackson Holliday.
What you kind of answered the question in your opening remarks, but last year the Tigers were 52-57 going into August, so five games below 500. They go 34-19 last two months of the year, make the playoffs. I don't know how much we remember about that Tigers team last year. Is there anything that watching the Orioles gives you hope this could happen here, or should I just start wearing my Ravens gear already?
Yeah, they got to go out and get Tarik Skubal. They got to get an ace that is just like a guarantee that makes everybody say, okay, nobody's going to beat this guy. Let's go. And, you know, they've got pretty good pitching too. Yeah, they have some really good talent. So, you know, there's definitely a potential there, an opportunity. And I think as we talk, the Orioles are getting healthier. But the problem is, so are all the other teams. The problem is the Yankees are just destroying the baseball. The problem is, you know, the Rays are playing some of their best baseball. The problem is all of a sudden the Blue Jays are good again. And so there's a lot of ground to cover, man. And the Orioles have to get really good really fast. So this is what I think. Let's keep taking a look at the young guys, man. Just let them play, all right? Just let them play and see where we can go, and we'll get a better indication of what we need maybe at the deadline and what we need for next season.
Bordy, as always, we appreciate the insight. Tell us about the podcast and what you guys have coming up. I know I was away, but you guys had Eric DaCosta on the podcast. I've seen some of that.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
No, absolutely, man. We had the Be More Baseball podcast. Eric DaCosta was a huge hit and continues to be a huge hit. It was an awesome interview, and I don't know that you're going to be able to see him out there doing interviews like this for a long time. So it was a great get by, you know, Jerry Coleman and asking some really intriguing questions, and we're going to continue to have those kind of guests and talk, obviously, the current affairs of the state of the game and continue to talk Orioles. So, you know, the show's been going great. I encourage everybody to check out YouTube and subscribe and like, because I think we're doing some good things and get some great information out there to the sports fans.
Bordy, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.